but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest, Malik Murphy, is the quarterback at Oregon State. Transfer quarterback. He's on a big NIL deal, $1.5 million. Got some headlines when Oregon State got Malik Murphy. He's a kid who has been at Texas. He's been at Duke. He's now in Corvallis, where he is alongside Ryan Gunderson, the offensive coordinator who had two times previously recruited Malik Murphy unsuccessfully. And he's joining us now, Malik Murphy, right off the practice field. Let's just jump right in. What has it been like? You've moved now for, what, the third time in 4 years. That moving process really stinks. We all know that.
It's been great, honestly. I was able to get everything settled in pretty quickly, quicker than the last time I got up and moved. So, it's been treating me well out here in Corvallis, hanging out with the guys, kind of getting to know everybody and getting familiar with the places around me.
You found a spot you like to eat yet, your favorite place?
It's a few places, honestly. It's hard to kind of narrow down to one. I kind of go out all around the city and try all the places that I can find. So, yeah, there's a few.
The familiarity that offensive coordinator Ryan Gunderson has with you, how did that help you? I mean, does that help you when you're trying to make the decision on where to transfer to? You've got a lot of factors that go into it.
1,000%. That's kind of what led me in this route to coming here. The familiarity with him, a couple of the players I was already on the team, and as well as Coach Bray, meeting him and talking to him the last time I was kind of in the transfer portal process. So that definitely played a huge role into me making my decision.
I want to go back to high school because you had a lot of high schools in the Southern California area that wanted you to play. You end up at Sarah High School, which is your local high school. It feels like that loyalty was important to you and it was important for you to be there. Can you maybe speak to a little bit of that, like what your mindset was back in high school and how that maybe played a role in leading you to where you are today at Oregon State as a transfer?
Really just being loyal to the soil. Honestly, it was one of those things that I knew where I wanted to go kind of all my life. I had family members that went to the high school that I went to, and I kind of grew up in a program and built a relationship with the head coach there, Coach Arnberg. So it was one of those things I had no doubt in my mind. I was going to go there. I didn't care what, anybody else had to say or how they felt about my decision. I knew where I wanted to go, and I stuck it out there, and we ended up ending on a high note, me and all my guys that I came in with. So it was a great experience, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Kind of one of the most fun times of my life.
I'm interested in Malik Murphy, the person. What do you do when you're not playing football? Are you watching Netflix, binge-watching, video games? What are you into?
I'm kind of weird. I don't really do anything. I kind of sit on my phone. If I'm not, like, trying food, I'll make sure, like, my entire house is clean. My car is clean. Other than that, I'm kind of just sitting on my phone. I don't really watch TV unless it's football on. I watch movies sometimes. But other than that, yeah, I don't do anything, honestly. I guess my fun comes from going to try new food, but I've almost tried everything, so I'm running stuff.
Clutter and having kind of a clean headspace or a clean mindset and has been top of mind for me a lot lately. Like, what is it about that? Having kind of a clean workspace, what is it? Why does that matter?
Yeah, I think I'm just a huge hygiene guy, so that kind of goes into that. I don't like anything that's dirty. I don't like stuff that stinks. I kind of just love smelling good, everything looking good and in order. So, having a clean car kind of plays a role into that.
Are you one of these guys that stands in front of the mirror in your uniform before you take the field?
Yeah, 1,000%. It says everything I do. I mean, I get my clothes out the night before every day. I know what I'm wearing the next day. I put in my backpack, have it all set out, ready to go. I'm one of those guys for sure.
Oregon State quarterback Malik Murphy is our guest. Spring game coming up Saturday, Reser Stadium. I'm excited to see you play, but what do you want to get out of Saturday's scrimmage?
Honestly, I'll just treat it as another day to go out with the guys and get better. Honestly, it's another practice for us. It's just open to the public now. So I don't want to do too much, just make sure that we're getting some good work out of it and we're out there making each other better and having fun while doing it. And, hope to meet some fans and that's about it.
I had a really difficult time last season figuring out what Oregon State's offensive identity was. And some of that was due to the quarterback sort of rotating around. But what would you say that is right now?
I think we're still trying to find our identity completely. You know, I think we could be super well-rounded and run the ball very well, of course, with Hank back there at running back, and having a strong run game will open up the pass game and play action pass and all those type of things. So I think we're just trying to find a way to balance all that and put it in a way where everyone can eat, because we have good players all over the offense, and it's one of those things where we can all win if we do it right. So, I'm super excited for, the future of our offense and how we've been practicing so far. I think we have a very high ceiling. So,
how different is Malik Murphy now than maybe the kid who was young at Texas and then the transfer to Duke?
I think I'm way more mature with my approach, but other than that, I feel like I'm the same guy. I mean, the people that know me know I'm real kind of loose. I like to smile, crack jokes, all that type of stuff. But when it's time for football, I'm ready to be locked in and make sure the work gets done. And, of course, I'm still growing in that aspect. But, I've definitely made a huge step from a 17-year-old freshman to now a 21-year-old senior. So, it's little by little, but I'm definitely able to see the change in myself as a quarterback and as a person.
The front of the schedule this season is loaded. It's Cal, it's Fresno State, it's Texas Tech on the road, and then at Oregon. How important is it that you guys are playing good football from go in the first game?
It's very important. I mean, I think it's important for us to be playing good football throughout the entire season. So, I mean, getting a fast start means everything, to be able to come out hot and win those games. That'll be huge for us. So as long as we put in the work that's necessary, it's doable. It's not up to anybody but us to determine how our season goes.
I'm fascinated by quarterback growth in this era of the portal. You yourself, you've been to Texas, you've been to Duke, now you're at Oregon State. I'm curious how quarterbacks can grow and develop if they're moving around and everybody's moving around. Is it as simple as, the growth and the development that you can do on your own in watching football and listening to Tom Brady and Tony Romo? Or where are you getting that growth and development if you're moving from program to program?
Yeah, definitely. You got to find ways to go above and beyond to kind of excel in your craft, whether that's watching extra film or watching your favorite player play and going into depth on what he's doing, his footwork, his release points, or anything like that, ways you could relate to him or kind of connect and get feedback just from your own research. That'd be huge for, the quarterback and his growth. I know I do it, and, I say it all the time, I have a great quarterback coach to help me do those things, so I'm not on my own with it at all. But, I think it's all up to the quarterback. How bad do you want to be great? And, if it is, like one of those things you prioritize, then you'll make time for it. You'll do the things necessary to get what you want out of it. So
I want to get a little inside baseball on the NIL world. I was told you did not use an agency, that your family helped negotiate the NIL deal. Can you help us kind of all understand what that's like and why for you it became about family.
Yeah, just family, honestly. You know, my backbone is my parents and, you know, my coaches. So I'm grateful to have great people in my corner and to lead me into the right direction. So, you know, these decisions wouldn't kind of backfire on me. You know, I feel like every move that I've made, you know, I've got some good out of it. So, you know, I've been grateful to have people to help me navigate through all this.
All right, let's say we're going out to eat. You know, are you a sushi guy? Is it barbecue? Are we eating Hawaiian, tacos, Italian restaurant? Where are we going, Malik, if I'm taking you out to lunch right now?
We're going out to eat today. That's tough. So last night I had Murphy's, so I won't go there 2 days in a row. Let me think.
Are you a Local Boys? Have you had Local Boys, the Hawaiian, yet?
Yeah, Local Boys. I mean, I don't know. That's not like my go-to. I know a lot of people on the team like it. That's just not my go-to.
Have you had Taco Vore?
I've been to Vino. I like Taco Vino a lot.
Try Taco Vore. That's my go-to when I'm in Corvallis. That's...
I got to look that up. I'll see what it's talking about.
Malik, if you're going to learn one thing, this radio show is not one-sided. I am here to enrich your life. See? I gave you a place to eat. By the way, are you taking any in-person classes, first of all? Because a lot of guys don't.
Yeah, I am. I'm taking one, actually, and I have it today.
All right. What are you taking?
It's Think Like a Psych Scientist.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Like the sound of that. What are you learning in there?
We're still in the first kind of weeks of it. We're going over great ideas of psychology, though. Yeah. Kind of. I think we have a big project that'll... determine a lot of our grade, and you know those ideas will be a huge part of kind of what we're working on to finish that project. So we'll see. I'll learn more as we go.
I talked to Michael Penix and Bo Nix in recent years, and those guys took no in-person classes, and I thought that does not give you a reason to get out of the house in the morning or get yourself dressed. So Malik, I appreciate and I like that you are taking at least one class in person as a college kid.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Well, it's going to be fun to finally see you in uniform playing games and, you know, fans will get to see you on Saturday and, of course, media will evaluate. But I'm curious, do your parents, will they come to the scrimmage? Will they come to games this season? How do they handle that?
Oh, yeah, parents will be here. Parents will be at every game. They always come out and support. So you'll see them around for sure.
Malik Murphy, I appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
And there he goes, Malik Murphy. He's the new guy, I guess, at Oregon State. $1.5 million NIL deal with some incentives, I'm told, and the potential for Malik Murphy to have an additional season. He's got 2 years of eligibility left, and it'll be interesting to see him in uniform on the field at Research Stadium on Saturday. Ryan Gunderson's offense, I don't know if we really got to see it last year. We'll get a chance to see it maybe this season. And of course, we'll get a sneak peek on Saturday. Curious to see him. I want to see, you know, he's a true pocket passer. I want to see what he looks like in an Oregon State uniform. And beyond that, like, do they have the receivers? Do they have the running backs? Do they have the offensive line necessary to kind of maximize his talent? They got two transfer tight ends I'm curious to see as well. But love getting that interview with Malik Murphy and letting you get a chance to kind of know him just a little bit. All right, you got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide. I want you to leave it right here. We have so much more ahead on today's show.